The words chosen for this morning are recorded in the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians, beginning with the 9th verse. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Jesus Christ, the good shepherd who sends his servants as shepherds. Trapped 240 feet underground in a flooded mine for 3 days. What a horrible thought. That was the experience of 9 miners in western Pennsylvania in the summer of 2002. As 150 or more rescue workers and relatives frantically tried to reach them from above ground, the miners fought to keep their heads above the cold water, huddled for warmth and hoped. In the cold, in the darkness, in the wet, they couldn't do a thing to help themselves. They depended entirely on help from above. As each hour passed, their situation became more and more desperate. But that help did come through the heroic efforts of rescue workers and loved ones. A passageway was tunneled through the rock, and they were delivered from what appeared to be their watery tomb. As each man was slowly raised one by one in through that narrow opening in a 7-foot cage-like yellow contraption, their coal-covered faces showed their joy and gratitude. They were met with applause and jubilation. That shaft did not end up being their tomb. And in the same way for each of us, our refuge, our hope comes from above. This is the message of deliverance that those in the public ministry proclaim. That message centers in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Every one of us here, by nature, we're entombed, like those miners, in the darkness of sin and the shadow of death. Imagine for a moment trying to find your way out of that shaft in the absolute pitch black with the water slowly rising. You grope around in the darkness, trying to feel your way, only becoming more and more lost. And so, all humanity by nature is groping in the darkness of sin, just going in circles, ending up in a meaningless existence. That hopeless darkness can be seen in each and every one of us right now, in our sinful flesh. The old evil flesh within us. Think about it for a minute. In the darkness, we lift a paper from the internet. In the darkness, we shoplift this or that. In the darkness, we enter the local strip joint. In the darkness, we slander a colleague or a roommate. In the darkness, oh, we drug our minds with pills and alcohol. In the darkness, I plot my revenge. By nature, each and every one of us is lost and entombed in the darkness of sin, going headlong to destruction. But thanks be to God, the Father, that he sent his son Jesus Christ to become poor and lowly, to raise us up to his divine glory, as this text says. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Humanity was sinking into the dirt and mire of sin, going ever deeper and deeper down to the great abyss. But Jesus came in the incarnation, down our shaft of death, to raise us to his divine life as the sons of God. He lived that perfect and harmonious life with God and man that you and I were to live. And then he took upon himself our sin, our death and hell, so that we could partake in his glory, his life and salvation. That wonderful treasure accomplished through his incarnation, culminating in his great passion, was announced to all people at his glorious resurrection. The open tomb says, "Not guilty." To the entire world, we are declared the sons of God in Jesus Christ. That great treasure is being offered to you again this morning through the preaching of the word, the treasure of Christ and all his blessings, and is there for you through a simple, confident faith in the Savior. Now it's this Jesus who won salvation for all, who sends his servants to proclaim this message of deliverance. That's the purpose of Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary, to train men to announce the deliverance of Christ. The Savior is calling our seminarians and all pastors to tend the flock with the mysteries of God, the Word, and the sacraments. Those mysteries, the mysteries that you're offered here each day in chapel, on Sunday morning, in the Lord's Supper, and in absolution, those treasures are the greatest there are, because here Christ is present for you with all his blessings. Without him, your life is always going to be wanting. There's going to be something missing. Regardless of what you think today is going to make you happy and make your life perfect, it will be empty without him. Think about today. What's the sweetest thing that you love to savor? Think of that for a moment and realize that it'll rot in your mouth without him. But with Jesus as the Savior, we have peace and purpose in this life and hope for the life to come. That's the wonderful message that those in the public ministry proclaim. The message of Jesus Christ as the Savior. Therefore, this morning, I would like to urge every young man here to consider the preaching and teaching ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like each young lady here to consider the teaching ministry, feeding the lambs of Jesus Christ in our Christian day schools. There is no greater work, because here we offer the only thing that means anything for this life, an eternal life in heaven. If we've come to that point in our lives where we know that that type of work is not possible for us, then don't think this sermon was for somebody else this morning. Don't think there's nothing I can do. Share the gospel with all those around you, the good news of Jesus Christ, our only Savior. Is there a need? Is there a need for the gospel in our world? Yes. All around us, there are people at work, in our classes, in the dormitory, that are at the point of despair, have nothing worthwhile to live for. They need the gospel. Is there a need for pastors and teachers? Yes. The pure gospel is becoming a rare thing. It's becoming precious in the land, and precious, not necessarily valuable, but rarely found, is what the meaning of that is. And there is a call for the pure gospel from many corners. Our synod wants to begin new Christian day schools, and teachers are needed. All around us, we see the souls of men are dying. They're going headlong to destruction. And you and I, every one of us here, have that thing that can save them, that can save their life from the burning pit of hell. And Jesus is asking us to help. The gentle and loving Savior who became poor and lowly in the incarnation to raise us up to his divine glory as the sons and daughters of God with an eternal existence, is asking each one of us today to share the gospel. He's asking for pastors and teachers. He's asking for you. Let none hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do. While the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you, take the task he gives you gladly. Let his joy your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calleth. Here am I. Send me. Send me. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have instituted the ministry of word and sacrament, and that you are preparing the young men in our seminary for the important work of proclaiming the gospel. Cause these men and all your servants to diligently study the scripture so that they never say more or less than your word. Cause all your people, O Lord, to accept that word for what it truly is, your word, O Father. And dear Father in heaven, this morning we ask you to look with your mercy upon all of those who are weary and heavy laden and burdened down. And especially, we ask you to look with your grace and mercy on Lynn Kessel and her family. Assure them that you are there with them at all times. Be with Lynn. Send your angels to hover around her bed. Bring her divine healing according to your will. And restore her to full recovery, so that she may continue her life of service to you here until that time that we are with you forever in the feast of paradise above. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.